Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about wrestling and more wrestling are Mike Kimber, the coach of the Mount Edgecombe Braves wrestling team. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And Andrew Frisky, the Mount Edgecombe athletic director, is here. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning.
And a couple of representatives from Sitka High wrestling team. Will Patrick is here, and his dad, Will Patrick. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
We're going to start over here on the Edgecombe side because the regional tournament is coming to Sitka this weekend, and it sounds like Andrew and Mike, you got a lot of kids coming to town this weekend for this event.
Yeah, we have. Since I've been here, a region wrestling tournament, so it's pretty exciting to see. We have close to 170 participants this year. Ranging from every school just about in Southeast. We have 19 teams coming in. And like we were talking about earlier, we had to figure out some of the team mascots, like the Gus Davis Foxes and the Pelican Bucks. So I had to look those ones up.
How many kids is Pelican sending? How many kids is Gus Davis?
Pelican's bringing down 5, and Gus Davis, I believe, has 4 or 5. So they're actually doing pretty good. You know, Kalak is only bringing 3, so and Kalak's much larger than those two towns.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's respectable.
I'm guessing that some of these schools, this is kind of the highlight of the wrestling season for them because they might not get out and get a chance to compete elsewhere that much.
Well, you know, yeah, it's some of these teams have some real mystery factors for us. Pelican last week was only the second time we've seen Pelican all season. And Juneau was the first time that Yakutat was at a region scheduled event. And in wrestling, you have to compete in a region scheduled event in order to participate in the region tournament. And they have some good wrestlers. They were a factor at that tournament, Yakutat was. So it's a little bit of apprehension for us because we haven't seen them. We don't know quite how they're going to match up to some of our other wrestlers.
Okay, Andrew, when is the action going to start? Is it going to be Friday?
Yeah, Friday at 9 o'clock is the start time, and it'll go all day. You know, for probably 9 to 9, and then same with Saturday, starts at 9 a.m. and then the championships. You know, we're going to start around 7 p.m. and before that, that session will be 4:30. So 4:30 to 9 on Saturday as well.
All right, and so it's going to be over at the BJ McGillis gym. And cost for admission, have you got tournament packages?
It's probably the best deal ever. You know, it's $20 for a tournament pass and $8 a session. And if you're a senior or a student, it's half that, so $10 for a pass. So it's a great deal, and we'll have the concession stand going, and it'll be a great atmosphere.
Okay, Mike, how's it gonna work? I mean, you've got how does a wrestling tournament? How do you get 170 wrestlers down to, you know, our regional champions and our team champions? How's the scoring mechanism?
What happened is you enter your wrestlers. You can enter up to 4 wrestlers per weight class. There are 14 weight classes. And if you enter more than one wrestler in a weight class, you have to choose a point score. And that point score is the only one that scores points for you for the tournament. So, and then the job of the other 3 wrestlers, if you have them, is to try to block points from the other team by beating other team's point scores.
Okay, are wrestlers power matched at all, or is it in some of the early rounds? Is it wrestlers who may never have seen each other going head to head? How has that worked out?
Well, on Wednesday night they meet before the tournament. There's a committee of 3 gentlemen that meet together. It's called the seeding committee, and they what they do is they take the records for the entire season and they place the wrestlers and they seed them in places 1 through 6. If it's appropriate. And then, a lot of times it becomes difficult for them to seed people because at the last minute you might bump somebody up a new weight class and they haven't met some of their opponents, and you have to go back and look at common opponents and all those kinds of things. So there's a criteria, but it's definitely not a science.
Right. You care to speculate where Will Patrick at Sitka High School is going to be seated? at this tournament?
Oh, yeah. Well, we know Will Patrick's going to be one. I think Will Patrick is a favorite to win a number one here and number one at the state tournament. I'm excited to watch him win a state title this year.
Yeah, I think you've been in this chair before and told us that despite the 3A rivalry between Edgecombe and Sitka High, that Sitka is going to be pulling for Will Patrick this year on both sides of the bridge.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Will, step up to the mic there. And so how's it feel to have, I mean, this kind of expectation for you this year? Are you just able to kind of shed that when you step onto the mat and just do the work?
Yeah, I just focus in, do my warm-ups, think about what I've done all season, what I've been doing since the third grade, and just go out there and wrestle.
And you're no stranger to the limelight. I guess last year you were wrestled in a championship match at 125.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was a new thing, and the nerves just go away as soon as you step out on the mat. It's just game time.
That's a good thing. Dad, have you noticed would you say that's a character trait of your son, just focus on the mat?
Yeah, well, Will's been wrestling a long time, and, you know, he respects his opponents, and we realize there's tough guys out there, so we just go out there and do our best, and, you know, we try not to worry about the win-loss. We just go out there and try to do our best and keep a good mindset and, you know, enjoy the sport.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to approach it. Will, you are wrestling at a different weight this year than your second in state last year, right?
Yeah.
You're up to 130. Now, and last year was 125?
132.
132 this year.
Yeah.
Do you expect that some of your competition from last year it will also be up in this weight class as well?
Yeah, I've already wrestled some of the same people from last year that have also bumped up a weight class, but there's also some new kids that I haven't yet got to see yet that are good and are going to be a challenge.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Is it tough for you at all to just kind of stay focused on regionals? I mean, you've got to get through regionals to get to state, right?
Yeah, I just take it one match at a time and look at the opponent who's in front of me, not who could be in front of me.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's going to be pretty exciting. Andrew, when are the finals going to be in the regional tournament?
Well, around 7 p.m. on Saturday will be the first, second finals, and then the third, fourth will be before that, roughly about 4:30. So they'll be wrestling from 9 a.m. on because it's a double elimination. So there's with 160, 170 kids, there's a lot of matches going on.
And it sounds like there's going to be good wrestlers like Will Patrick who are going to be competing all throughout both days, but it's all going to boil down to the final Saturday afternoon and evening.
Yeah, and Coach Kimber probably has a better idea, but there's multiple, you know, possible state champions in that tournament, you know, in the championship that you'll be able to see down here firsthand that could take it all the way at state as well. So I encourage everybody to come out and check it out.
All right. And you were working on your referee situation right until the moment we turned the microphones on to go on the interview here. And it sounds like everything's pretty much worked out for you. And one thing you might be able to use help on is the hospitality room.
Yeah. Miss
Coach Kimber.
Yeah. Mike's wife, Charlotte's been very gracious to me to work and do the entire hospitality room. And so, Coach, I'm not going to give her number out, but you can if you'd like.
It might be just easier if you're interested in donating to the hospitality room. You can call me on my classroom. My classroom is 966-3236, and then I can put you in contact with my wife then.
The all-important, and I think getting to be legendary Edgecombe hospitality room, if it's even halfway what it was during the DDF mm-hmm. meet, it's going to be good. So, again, it's the regional wrestling tournament. There's going to be 170 wrestlers here. I guess, Mike, you have 40. You're contributing 40 from Edgecombe.
Yes, we have a large team. We've carried large. It's not quite as big as it has been the last couple years, but our region by far is the largest region in terms of amount of participants participating at the regional event.
All right. So, I guess it's been a year or two since we had a regional event here. We had basketball here a couple years ago, and just over the top, exciting. And Mike Vieira, the activities director at Sitka High, has joined us. And Mike, it's going to be quite the event for Sitka, too, this weekend.
Yeah, we're excited. We're got a small number, but the number that we have this year has been very competitive, and so we're excited to see these guys get after it and put all their hard work into the mats and see it pay off. So, but I also wanted to mention probably the worst thing you can mention in a room full of wrestling coaches is the word basketball. And yesterday actually was the first day of basketball season for all the high schools in Alaska. And just wanted to whet the appetites of the basketball fans out there. The first high school basketball games of the year are going to be next weekend at Sitka High. The 9th and 10th South Anchorage Wolverines are coming down, boys and girls. So both boys and girls varsity start in the very first weekend that high school teams can play.
Okay. We have we hardly skip a beat from wrestling regional tournament. We go right into basketball.
That's right.
Life at high school. I guess it's just keeps moving pretty quickly. So thanks a lot for coming in this morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you all. I've been speaking with the two Will Patricks. Will Patrick is a senior at Sitka High. He's going to be vying for the state championship at 132 pounds this year. He's got to get through the regional tournament this weekend at the B.J. McGillis Gym at Mount Edgecombe High School. Action starts at 9 a.m. on Friday morning. Mike Kimber is the coach of Mount Edgecombe Wrestling. Thanks for coming in, Mike. And Andrew Frisky is the Mount Edgecombe Athletic Director. And Mike Vieira is the Activity Director at Sitka High. Every Tuesday morning we talk about high school activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW, and Sitka. It's 29 minutes after 8 o'clock.